In the convent attic, looking for stage props. Shuffling as I am in dust among the stuff of this, the room below the hour bell, I lose the reason for my search and think, who came before to leave a broken bed, a twisted lamp, gray boards and paint, a hat? And what am I to all of this but one who stands apart and lets disdain slice half a smile through half his face? From chinks where snow had doubtless found a way, now late sunlight spears the dancing dust and splinters off the crackled gold of a book I pull from a shelf with care, as if the sound of taking, sliding forth, would wake the napping sisters, flights of stairs below. I blow away an age of dust to read the cover's tarnished gilt, impressed in felt. Your album, Sister Mary. Inner leaves intact, as clean as youth, but stiff they yield, reluctantly, to fingers bent on turning back the years, for me to see in blurred, imperfect eyes of gray and black the white beginnings of a cross. Were you ever not a nun, or being one, less a woman? Between stiff pages of ladies in lace falls a bright school sketch, charcoal and chalk, a high-haired, long-ago idol of woman, with warm eyes, a sly smile, all jewels and joy. Next to a perfect ear, these cryptic words: with all my love, to Alex, Mary. Why is it here? Why was it never given? I should have found it folded in some trunk of tiny soldiers an old man captained in his youth. Did he know the lady of your dreams, the one you sought to be? Or were you that Macedonian maid, the would-be queen of India, who hid her love and left her Alexander free to conquer worlds, while you took up the cross and veil? Oh, Sister Mary, Sister Mary, forgive my careless look into your past and pain. The album's back in place among the years. Its dust will come again, but I will not. And as I close the wobbly door that keeps the past beneath the hour bell, I think, how many attic Alexanders are there, loosed upon the world? Though we have not you, nor yet the world, we need your prayers.